Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Demetrios Nikolaitis, the Minister of Education for the province of Alberta. Because, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Kyle.
All right, thing we want to talk about here today is the province doing work on redrafting the kindergarten to grade 6 social studies curriculum. I guess, first of all, Minister, what is going to be kind of part of the new curriculum here?
Yeah, well, a large part of that is still to be determined. We want to take some time over the next few months to talk with parents, teachers, subject matter experts, First Nations, Métis and Inuit leaders, and others to work together to see how we can build a new curriculum that will help students up for success. So the content is still being worked out, but we are kicking off several months of engagement and consultation, including opportunities for every single Albertan to participate. We have a survey that we've made available online, which is open now until October 16th. So our focus right now is just to collect some feedback, do some listening, and then start building the curriculum from there. That being said, I think it is critically important that we make sure that we teach about Canadian history. We teach about the importance of civics and democratic involvement and participation, and of course, diverse history of the world and our province as well.
And I guess when it comes to putting this together, what will sort of this whole kind of development process kind of be like?
So the first thing that we're going to be doing is having some one-on-one conversations with some of our key partners. So I was meeting yesterday with leaders from the Métis community and over the past few weeks with different educational partners, school boards, First Nation leaders, parent groups, and other organizations. Once we've done all that, and the point of that is just kind of like a first check-in, just to get a sense of where we're at and where we need to go. Once we've done that, we're going to then sit down in a little bit more detail with some subject matter experts, some people who really know more details about economics and the economy, geography, history, political science, and work with them as subject matter experts to get a better idea of what should be taught and at what grade. Once we're done, we'll release the revised version in January of next year and invite the public to provide a little bit more feedback on what we've developed so far. Our goal is to finalize it by in the spring of 24 and start piloting and testing it in classrooms by September of 24.
Now, how big of a role will sort of the teachers and school boards have here when it comes to putting input into this?
Yeah, they'll have a very important role. As I mentioned, I've been meeting with a lot of our major school divisions over the past few weeks. In addition, as we kick off a more deeper round of discussion and engagement, we'll be putting together some working groups comprised of teachers and others to sit down and have a look at the curriculum and have a look at some of the content and provide some of their expert advice as to how best we should proceed. So they're a critical partner, and they'll be an important part of this new process.
Now, when you get to sort of further along in this kind of process here and getting close to, figuring out what's all going to be in the curriculum and all that stuff, what will be kind of, I guess, the timeline, if you will, for sort of implementing it?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we're hoping that we can start actually implementing the new curriculum starting with kindergarten to grade 3 in September of 2025. That's the date that we're shooting for. So kind of working backwards from there, that means we need to have a draft ready to go by the spring of 24 because we need to test it in classrooms. Because, of course, I think as everyone can understand, sometimes what exists on paper or what looks good on paper doesn't always work in practice. So we want to give some time to test it in the classroom, have our teachers use it, and give us a little bit more feedback of what's working and what's not working. So our aim is to have the new curriculum start being taught to students in September of 2025.
And finally, whenever a guest joins us here, the Trending 55 Pod Seat, we'd also like to throw in a little personal question for the politicians here. Of course, now we are coming up on fall here, the weather getting cooler, the leaves changing colors, all that things. You know, probably people have some different activities they like to do this time of year. What about you? What are some of your kind of go-to fall activities?
Well, we just this past weekend, we spent a little bit of time north of Cochrane. Of course, it's larch time, so a good opportunity to spend a little bit of time outdoors and see some of the beautiful fall colors. I'm an outdoor kind of guy. I'm a hunter, so I'm also have some of those things on my mind as we're getting into the season, and thinking about where I want to go this upcoming hunting season, and what opportunities I can find to get out and spend more time outside.
Well, we certainly think we got some good stuff outdoors here if you want to check out one of these days. But anyhow, Dimitris Nikolaitis, the Education Minister, thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Always a pleasure.